Imagine receiving a phone call like this. Hi, Craig. This is Brent Joyner. I run a small business that is seeking funds from venture capitalists. We need help with our presentations to potential investors. Craig, we already have the presentation. We just need to know what we're going to say. Can you help? Now, would you be confused if you received a call like that? I would have been confused if I hadn't seen the same thing over and over again. Basically, what he was saying was that he already had his slides, and now he needed to know what to say in between them. So here's the first point for the proper use of slides. Don't create the slides first. Don't start by creating slides and then figuring out what to say about them. Do start by creating your message first, and then figuring out whether or not you even need a slide for it. You'll find that parts of your message will be enhanced by slides, but much of it will not. In Brent's case, I was able to take him from 27 slides to 8 meaningful ones. He just didn't need all those slides. If I do a 2-day management seminar today, I might use a total of 8 slides for 2 full days, but probably not even that many. Only use slides if they help your audience gain clarity about your message. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. The truth is that most speakers use slides to keep their own place in their presentation, rather than to help their audience gain clarity. They use slides as a crutch. So, what's the problem with using lots and lots of slides? You're competing with yourself. Have you ever seen this? The audience has a handout, they're also watching you, and they're consistently looking up at the screen to see your slides. And all the while, you know what they're thinking? Should I look at the handout? Should I be looking at him? Oh no, should I look at the slide? Should I look at the screen? Was I supposed to take notes on that? Oh no, I'm getting behind. And they give up. And there you have the result. They give up. You competed with yourself, and they lost. And so did you. So don't put your audience through this. Instead, understand this fundamental fact. You're much better than your PowerPoint. You're much better. You're the person they came to see. If your PowerPoint slides say everything you say, one of you isn't needed. In that case, your audience could have stayed at home and received the presentation via email. So don't destroy the human connection with technology. Use it to aid your speech, not to give your speech. If your slides simply repeat what you say verbally, you're doing what I call lip-syncing your presentation. You don't want to do that. So am I against using slides in a presentation? Absolutely not. I use some. But like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil. The kinds of slides you should keep are the ones that help clarify your message. For example, charts, graphs, visual images, pictures, timelines, and graphic elements that add value to your message because they clarify your message. With Brent, he had financial forecasting charts that he definitely needed to keep in his presentation. So here are some guidelines to follow to determine whether or not you need a slide for a certain message. Number one, does it help clarify your audience's understanding of the concept? If so, keep it. Number two, does it say the same thing that you're about to say? If so, toss it out. Three, do you list bullet points on it? If so, toss it out. Four, is it there strictly for entertainment purposes? You know, that cutesy stuff flying across the screen with sound effects? If so, toss it out. Five, is it there to help you, the speaker, remember what comes next? If so, toss it out. Six, do you have useless and irrelevant graphics and pictures on it? If so, toss it out. As you can see, there's only one reason for keeping a slide and many reasons to rid yourself of them. If it helps your audience understand the concepts better, keep it. Oh, and here's one more thing about using PowerPoint slides that I actually learned from Darren LaCroix, the 2001 World Champion of Public Speaking. Use the B button. Have you ever seen a speaker walk in front of the projection and have the image projected on him? Well, use the B button. It blanks the screen. This is critical when you drive home your main point because you want your audience looking at you and not at the screen. So the B button is very important, very powerful. Blank the screen and keep it blank throughout the majority of your presentation, except when you need to refer to a slide. The B button, pure magic. use it. Thanks, Darren. That's it for this week. Until next week, please keep speaking up.